Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and like we start every episode off, we're going to start this episode off with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, so the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. Okay, big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Thad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for sponsoring the show. Thank you for being today's title sponsor. Really do appreciate your support. Now, let's get on with the show. Now, this gentleman, I think he is number one for return spots. So I'm going to let him introduce himself, but I think everybody at home knows who he is. But, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Well, good morning, Elliot. And, you know, to the title sponsor today, friends for almost 40 years. And I think that my first $500 car I bought off of Nimmer, he let me pay it off in 12 months at $300 a month. I wasn't that smart back then. Anyways, just a plug. And all jokes aside, the Najmadeen family have been a staple in our life. You know, my kids, Teresa. Anyways, they've given back to the community and, you know, excited for Nimmer and his crew, you know, to be, you know, extending that service of Norrell out to a new build on McDonald Avenue. And,
yeah.
And hopefully by that time we'll have the potholes fixed.
There you go. You know? Yeah, helping revitalize the downtown core, putting money where their mouth is, helping out with that new building they've got going on.
Sure, yes. There's certainly an aspiration for downtown, but I guess it's like a lot of places across the country. We get urbanized, no different than it was in St. John's. I would say the most successful downtown core would be in Halifax, where they have a lot of population, a lot of tourists to support it. I guess as we go along, we'll get into the downtown core. But again, it's a pleasure to be here. Certainly, I look back, I want to thank the Catholic School Board, the teachers, the staff, the cleaners. You know, finally, that five terms is done.
Yep.
And I look back on life and, you know, the 17 years that I got to be part of a district, you know, brings back fond memories. So that, you know, gives me more time to focus on myself, you know, that I had to address my own health issues here in the last 12 months.
Right.
And, you know, it took me to dark places, but, you know, I want to thank my boss this morning, Chief Vern. I first met him on the roof of the All Sands Hotel. He was sitting underneath the heater, and I asked him to move over because that was my spot, so to speak.
Yeah.
And here it is, almost 40 years later. I'm working for him. He's up for re-election tomorrow as chief. And I guess after a sabbatical, about 2.5 months after Akon sold his assets to the community, to North American, I was a fat cat, so I got a package. I know that Chief Bougier, Dave Bougier, Raymond Powder, Archie Cyprian, Archie Walkman, Fred McDonald, George Arquin. You know, I've been very blessed, and it really struck home with me for being, I think I was about 50, 52, three kids in university. You know, Akon gave me a great package, and, you know, one of our partners today.
Yep.
But if you don't have no purpose in the mornings to drive, your world can take you to different places. And through that, I've learned lots. But going, circling back to Chief Vern, you know, I spent more time than I realized drinking. And, you know, you get on these social platforms and when you're serving public office and people call you the mayor of EVP and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny for a moment, but, yeah. You know, then I got to look at, I guess, look at, you know, three kids and Teresa having to live with that stigma. So I guess, you know, one day it was, you know, he said, you know, you're doing a great job for us, but, you know, you got to lay down the bottle. And I did, you know. Later on, when I hit another low, I chose to take some of those gummy bears.
Yeah.
And, they took me to a fast world, and got over that. Mm-hmm. You know, got some help, and you know, I owe Dave and Nicole, her mom and dad, Harry Burt. So it's a blessing to be here on your show again. Look at the last 5 months on council as I guess, when people see you that way, even today, I was into a local business last week, and just being my joyful self, and thank God I see the lady on the sidewalk, but about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and, don't forget, I haven't had a sip. I celebrate every Friday with a piece of cake. I know Deranger was, Mike Deranger. I don't know if you ever seen his shows, but indigenous guy, big tough guy, started his own business. And we got together a few Fridays ago, and I think we ate about 5 pounds of chocolate cake at EVP.
Yeah.
You know, and he's come a long ways. So my relationship with indigenous people go back, I think my first or second day was the Lebanese one day, and it was the indigenous people the next.
Right.
Not all those relationships have led to friendship.
Yeah.
But most of them have.
There you go.
And, you know, I owe this community a world of gratitude. And my next 3.5 years on council won't be about what bar I'm going to close down or what commitment I'm going to make. I was never a rowdy guy. But, boy, I tell you, when you put that bottle to your mouth, everything else is free game after that.
Right, right.
So I'd say publicly, you know, with the support of a lady named Terry, her healing ways, and you know, a life coach Kim, some other doctors, and facilities, it's been a go. But you know, it's been a real learning curve.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, with that new learning curve and you being back again, you also are back being reelected as a counselor. So what's going on with city council since the new change of the guard has taken place?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I look across the council table, and I believe we have the most diverse group of people. But there's always a willingness to try to divide council.
Right.
Whether it's internally or externally.
Yeah.
But I think this council is going to find a way knowing the responsibilities are not about how the pipes are put in the ground.
Right.
But to put the pipes in the ground in the right place.
Right.
So they accept the flow of sustainability. And if we don't get sustainability at the forefront of this community,
yeah,
we're going to be in a lot of trouble. In trouble, I mean, that our kids will be taxed to death.
Yeah.
And we'll just support the fly-in, fly-over those big property taxes.
Right.
So sustainability to me, there's pillars to that. And our city needs to go back to managing those four pillars.
There you go.
We've lost our way. As any astute follower of municipal politics, I would say the last 6 weeks we've cut checks for about $8
million. Yeah.
And I think Sandy's a great guy. I didn't know Sandy that well.
Right.
But he's a blue-collared guy. And, you know, I'll go back to the potholes. Well, if you're a city councilor, you don't want to be getting your arse kicked everywhere you go.
Yeah.
So I said to Sandy, you know, Sandy, I said, what would our dads do?
Mm.
Well, they would probably have a 5-ton truck.
Yeah.
The gravel and asphalt in the back of the truck. A couple of guys with yellow hard hats on. And fill in a few holes. At least then, you know, guys like you or Tanner or Josh and those guys who live in the community would say, boy, they're trying. And the city workers, they carry the brunt of people that are short-tempered.
Mm.
Don't forget, we're just coming out of a pandemic.
That's right.
And some of the people I met, they could probably use another couple of years.
There you go.
You know, but I think this community is stretched to mental health.
Yeah.
You know, when we go down and block off the roads for a couple of months down by the river, anybody that's ever suffered in any flood
Yeah.
And the first one that I got involved in is Hardigan and the boys were doing their best to save the trailers in 97.
Yeah.
And, you know, what I watched that day, as me and Abel Powder were coming across the water in canoes, bringing stuff out, we had a few of those Johnny come lately, just want to take a few pictures.
Yeah.
So there's still some picture takers, but there's still some doers, and Fort McMurray is made by a lot of doers.
There you go. You know. Okay, well, listen, Keith, one of the doers here is Tanner on the Max City Morning Show. He's a multitasker, to say the least, and part of his job is to come up with the questions for the Max City Minute. He's been stumping people lately, but so he's going to ask you his questions. But before he asks you his questions, we got to give a big shout-out to MIB Moving for sponsoring this segment. They helped us move into this facility, this new studio. So big shout-out to MIB, awesome company full of true professionals, and thank you for the support of this segment. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is one place in Fort McMurray you find the most peaceful?
The one place that I find the most peaceful, and I just discovered it, is in my house. Surrounded by so many gifts.
Yeah.
Question number two. What is one thing that you eat that you think is better in Fort McMurray than anywhere else?
Mrs. Ferkel's cheesecake.
Question number three. Why do you think that Fort McMurray is the best place for families?
Because it accepts any family from any country. I think we have about 70 countries that go to Holy Trinity.
Yep.
Question number four. What is your favorite part of being Max City's current most returned guest?
Well, just to see you guys evolve. I know Elliot and his wife had a big part in Santa's numbers and helping kids and yourself. I love working with the local people. And it's not just yourselves, but I see that we grow our local talent. Just imagine what you can do for ECDev and stuff in McMurray to promote it. Because we all know what we have here in Fort McMurray. It's just a matter of taking that and putting it on some kind of vehicle like yourselves to get it out to the naysayers.
There you go.
And your final question. Of all the cool cars you've owned, what has been your favorite?
My favorite vehicle, and I still got it, is Dave Bougier passed me and Danny Dion. I was in an old 84 Camaro that was in the family. My brother got divorced with it. My other rich brother had it in his garage, and he didn't know what to do with it. So, hey, the poor kid Keith brought her out to Alberta. And I couldn't wait to get the Fort McKay, my sports car, because Chief Bougier was going to let me put her in the parade. So me and Danny Dion, as a custom, we used to go for treaty days, and Dave and Nicole would put us out there in their Ponderosa, or Harvey Black would let me stay in his camper. And me and Danny were always out early, and we had, let's just say we were planning the night with the goose. The goose was going to be loose. And I'm coming off the top of the super test.
Yeah.
And this truck passed me like I was stopped.
Yeah.
And here he was, Dave Bougier, going up the hill in the 52 International. I said to Danny, I said, do you think you? And then about a year later, he let me pay it off. You know, and, Dave and Nicole have been so good to the community and myself. That's my favorite rig.
Yeah.
And those have been your five questions.
I got a question for you, because I had the pleasure to come over and have a meal at your place a few weekends ago. Where do you learn to cook? Is this something you've always done, or is this something new you've been picking up? Because you cook it was like a macaroni potato salad dish. Like there, it was a good spread.
Yeah, well, I tell you, a lot of people think that all we used to do is drink.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have a family that, you know, you got six or seven foster kids in one room.
Yeah.
Two or three or brothers or sisters in another room.
Yeah.
Everybody's busy. Your old man was probably either in Churchill Falls or Thule Greenland or just all over the place. You learned to cook very early. You
know, yeah.
When you were five or six, you were probably making breakfast for your peers or your you know. But at the end of the day, that's why I say the most peaceful place for me is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Cooking a bit of grub with a few people around.
Yeah.
And, not much for. I thought what the pandemic taught me was. There's a reason why Sundays were always blessed,
mm-hmm.
and I think that was because now looking back on it, it was the only time that actually people went to your home mm-hmm. for a meal.
Yeah.
So what I've done is of late is stay home, cook a meal, put the phones on the thing, and put away the cameras.
Because yeah.
The only place you have in life, you decide who comes through the door.
That's right.
Your home. That's why it's the most peaceful place.
There you go. Well, listen, my man, we're coming to the end of the show, but before we cut everybody loose, you get a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mics, the camera, and lights. Have fun.
Well, I'll use this couple of seconds to say to Chief Byrd, good luck tomorrow in your re-election. And, I guess the biggest shout out goes to people in Fort McMurray and the region, I guess, for the third term to serve you.
There you go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in. Keith, thanks for coming back. I know we'll have you again and again and again. Got to give a big shout out to Noral as well as MIB Moving for sponsoring today's show. We really appreciate the support. So everybody at home, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a great day and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Point me in.